from NPR Music and WNYC Radio in New York City. I'm Bob Boylan.
And I'm Jad Abumrad.
We're here at the United Palace in New York City. The curtains are sort of swaying back and forth.
The curtains are swaying. I think that got a rise out of the crowd.
I think it's the energy of the crowd that's moving the curtains.
Any moment now.
We're just a couple minutes away. Yeah, indeed.
Any moment.
A few things you want to know is that we will put pictures online. We already have of both Canona No. 1 and of this incredible place, United Palace. And we'll do that for Bjork as well. A few songs. Oh. This is the moment from NPR Music and WNYC Radio.
It's Bjork.
For Bjork.
Bjork, excuse me.
This is really dangerous. Cover me, but worth all the effort. Cover me. I'm going to prove the impossible.
Coming to an end. Thank you. Flame of desire. Thank you. One breath away. She's gonna play the people. I see who you are.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
To my surprise, I grew to
Wanderlust, relentlessly craving.
this beautiful view from the top of the mountain. Every morning I walk towards the edge and throw little things off, like car parts, cutlery in bottles, or whatever I find lying around. It's become a habit, a way to start the day.
To be
with green laser lights bouncing off mirrors.
My goodness.
The 10-piece horn section leaves the stage. Bjork bounces off the stage. There are people in this audience who never, ever sat down.
You know, if you could bottle the energy that's out there in the crowd right now and feed it through the internet to the people listening, you'd be up for days.
That's great.
This is...
Pluto's the last tune she did from Homogenic. She did... That's a Earth Intruders, Dull Flame of Desire, I See Who You Are, Innocence and Wonderless, all from the new record, Volta, that comes out Tuesday. What else?
She sang Oceania. That's, of course, the song she sang at the Olympics. That's off the Medulla album. She had, obviously, the anthem Army of Me from Post, which sent the crowd into hysterics.
What'd she do? What was the encore she did at Radio City when you saw her?
The encore she did was off the Volta album. It's kind of a, I'm not going to say what it's called because I feel like better left to surprise, but okay. It's a sort of a punk techno anthem about raising your flag.
Lights.
And speaking of which, the stage is decorated with flags.
And spotlights are just moving around the stage right now. Just a reminder that if you want to hear the show again, you can subscribe to the All Songs Considered podcast. There's a link on the page. That's how you can get the show. It'll be on there Monday. The All Songs Considered podcast is the way to get the show again. As we wait for Bjork, because you know she's coming back.
She's definitely coming back. And now if you have any flags that you've made on your own, cut out, drawn upon, now would be a time to grab them and get ready to wave them.
If you haven't cranked up that headphone set now, now's the absolute time. There's photographs of the show online. You can see those. Stephanie Berger did some nice pictures of Bjork. You can check out the outfit and also a lot of the beautiful lighting and stuff that took place on stage.
I see some movement. No, not quite yet.
We wait. Laptops are lit. An amazing crowd here. Honestly, I think the entire bottom section of this house, nobody sat down the entire time.
Those last two songs really brought people up. It's an odd thing to see. What is it? Would you guess how many people would you say are in the crowd right now?
About 3,500, 3,200
people. To see everyone dancing in unison, it's kind of an amazing thing. It must be amazing to see from the stage.
Yeah, she definitely played off that. She loved this energy. And the music sounded so good. So, so good. Thanks for all in the chat room. There's still time. Here comes.
There she comes. There's the choir marching out.
Outfits. They've got sort of these flags with sticks as part of the outfit, the 10 Icelandic women's brass ensemble.
They're racing back out into formation.
Let's hear what happens.
Now the laptop guys have just come back on stage.
Here she comes.
Make your own.
Thank you for tonight, York.
Yes, ending it with a real fist pumper. Wow.
That's great. You know, if there's one thing, it takes a lot to do your last song, your encore tune, as something that isn't even released yet. And she really just absolutely pulled it off. It's just fantastic. She had the whole girl choir with flags bopping about.
Yeah, they were bopping about and raising their flags and declaring, I guess, independence. Yeah. By the way, that is, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, the last cut off the new album that's about to be released?
It is the next to last cut.
Next to last cut, called Declare Independence.
Sort of a but it's the one that you easily take away, that and Earth Intruders are the two that you take away from the record, and then as you listen to it more and more, it really unfolds like a fantastic flag. What a great show that's all they're going to do for sure. And I don't think people who bought seats tonight got a chance to sit in them, to tell you the truth.
I don't think those butts hit the seat for a second.
Yeah, even though the roadies are out there breaking down the gear, there are people
wanting
absolutely more from the United Palace in New York City. This has been a live broadcast from NPR Music and WNYC. Also, It's Considered presents this and other concerts all the time. We have a newsletter. There's a link for that on the page that brought you here, and so many shows in the archives. If you like what you hear, just write allsongs@npr.org. We'd really appreciate it. It keeps us doing so many more of these. You should know that there's photographs of the show online, and a podcast will be out on Monday. But for you to get the podcast, for you to get the entire show, all you have to do is subscribe to the All Songs Considered podcast. I'm Bob Boylan.
And I'm Chad Abumrad. And those of you in the New York area or near a website where you can get to WNYC.org, know that this concert that you just heard will also be broadcast again on May 14th, 7 p.m. on WNYC or WNYC.org. To close, we just want to thank our fantastic engineers for producing such great sound tonight. Kevin Pruce, Bjork's front-of-house engineer, Ed Haber, our brilliant technical director from WNYC, along with Irene Trudell and Darren Woodmore, Josh Rogerson from NPR's New York Bureau, our director, Eileen Delahunty, our photographer, Stephanie Berger, our online producer, Stephen Thompson, all songs producer, Robin Hilton and Ken Goldberg, and our executive producers, last but not least, are WNYC's Limor Tomer and NPR's Anya Grundman.
For NPR Music and WNYC, it's All Songs Considered.
Like your music a little country? Listen to KUT's Radio Without Borders podcast for music Austin, Texas style. Available at npr.org/podcasts.